muscle sin.
Boop.
At the airport.
Just contemplating. Like,
on the day, be like,
bro.
Checking the boards, innit?
Fam. I'll just be doing anything.
How much the fuck is a
Because, bro, right now, yeah.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's not looking like there's any easy option, bro.
Yeah.
Like, not one at all.
No.
And if there is no easy option, bro, after 5 days of non-stop partying,
yeah, you wanna
bro,
go over there?
I want
yeah.
to go flipping home, bro.
I mean, nah, I'm in the sun, I don't really mind.
I'm in the sun, I don't wanna go home, but yeah. if I'm being forced to already go home, I wanna get home, innit? Like,
do you know what? Yeah, I feel like if I was gonna do a live, I need to arrive at City Airport.
I heard that.
I need to arrive at City
Airport.
So yeah.
easy. I know I can just get home. Yeah. All of us. I need, all three of us. Yeah.
I need to arrive at City Airport.
Boom, yeah. we're there. We're home.
Yeah, yeah. I need to arrive at City Airport. That's my thinking. Because otherwise...
There's nothing that's come up on Air Malta again, is there?
No.
Nah, I haven't even looked.
Hey, Sweden's a nice airport, man.
Fuck Sweden,
have
man.
Have you been to Sweden?
Huh? Yes.
Of course you have.
Once.
Is it? Yeah. How long were you there for?
Ooh, it was a work team for like 3 days. Three days.
Have we got any more work trips coming up soon?
What did you do out there? I need something to do.
What did I do in Stockholm?
Check TikTok.
That's true, actually.
That was mad, I barely... No, I was there for like... Yeah, I was literally there for 2 nights, but I got there in the evening.
So really, so one?
Yeah, so I wasn't there for long.
Okay. Oh,
that's so good.
We'll talk after.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cold though.
It's cold.
Yeah, it was bare cold, bruv.
What time of the year did you go?
I'm pretty sure it was winter, probably like October, November, okay, maybe times okay. around them.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's cold still.
Well, everyone in Europe anyway.
Just very clean, but all of the Nordics are like yeah, that, just very clean.
I wonder what they do to make that happen. Because like the whole place
high
is
high taxes. Their taxes are mad. So yeah, that's literally it. But Dread is, it's one of them places that you get to, you're like, fam, what am I paying for living in London? Like, where's my money actually
yeah,
going?
I get that.
Bro, all of their lines are like Elizabeth Line standard and higher.
That's nuts.
Like without fail. Well, the ones that I got on anyways, like all Thames Link Elizabeth Line type.
And standard. Even that the Elizabeth like, line here is broken, so it doesn't make a difference, man. I think it's been killing me this week, man. Bro, oh my... Bro, on Tuesday now, I was early. Do you know what makes you worse? I hate being early and up later than you initially planned. Do you know what I mean?
Because so slept.
I was early. Exactly. I was early. I got there. And like, I'm telling you now, I always check... When I leave my house, I go tube status. That's the first thing I do. It was fine. Good service. Cool. I get to Woolwich now and I see everyone outside. I said,
long day.
You killed me. So, cool. Then, eventually, yeah, I just... Wore my way to the front to ask the person what's wrong, and then she was like, "Oh, we're gonna let people through in the next 5 minutes. Just wait." And I'm like, "Calm." So I'm way at the side, and then the woman says that to me. I was like, "Oh, okay." So I tap, go, and then we get to the platform now. And I'm seeing 25 minutes on the thing. I said, "So why didn't you tell me before I tapped?" So I went back. Why didn't you tell me? I think 25 minutes. She was like, "Oh, I wasn't aware of that." That's it. I was like, "Bruv." So now I'm thinking, okay, how am I even gonna get to work now? And then I remember that the Thames Link goes to Farringdon, so yeah. I went that way, and then yeah.
So you started the new thing now.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's alright.
You got a new job?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I was in Liverpool.
In where?
Liverpool. Do you not see me at Liverpool?
Oh, that's why you was in Liverpool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
right.
Where is it?
I'll tell you after, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thank you. Congrats, mate.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not based in that...
Like, I'm going there next week, though.
The afternoon you
meet No. Just like, just for me to meet everyone in the office. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's fair.
They pay for your...
Yeah, of course.
How long the journey?
Brother. That thing's expensive, you know.
How long the journey?
2 hours 30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, to Lime Street. From, huh?
They pay for first class ticket.
I have to expense it, so I can pick, I think. Yeah, fair. But I first class, like, doesn't really matter.
They pay for it. What the heck?
Wherever you can go.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But, I checked it. Tickets now, no traveling, are like minimum, like a bill, though. Minimum.
Yeah,
a bill?
Yeah, minimum. So the regular ticket, off peak is 103.
Yeah,
99.
I was randomly looking at tickets to Birmingham a couple of weeks ago, bro.
Randomly?
I knew today was going to say that. I know you saw me. I know you saw me.
I actually didn't see you. No, I'm actually looking at you.
You saw. You heard the volume of that one. But anyway.
it's the fact that you added randomly.
You shouldn't say I was looking at tickets to Birmingham.
Nah, man. So if I said that, you're telling me you wouldn't have said something?
He would have just been said,
oh, why are you looking at tickets to Birmingham? And now it's on you.
And now it's on me. I don't want it to be on me.
Just be like, oh, see my family.
I don't even care about them man like that, bro. There's like two cousins there that I like, bro.
Please,
man. Yeah, so the two
cousins that you like. Yeah,
you had a lie. See, so you're not a good liar.
I've got the energy to lie today, bro.
What kind of man are you, bro?
But yeah, those prices were ridiculous as
well. Yeah. Like, and it makes it worse because, do you know back in the day you used to look at the late trains that were they're all the same price. They're all the same price, bro.
Yeah, it's because we live in London, we don't deep it. Yeah. Like, because I can't have no business out there unless, like, I have a real compelling reason to go out there. Do you know what I mean? But when you think about the people that live up them sides, they all want to come London for something, event, like, at some point in the year. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it could be like a event, a concert. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'd be so mad,
bro. So, yeah, I hear it.
Paying £100 for a ticket. Then £100 for travel. Then £100 for comment. Yeah, but just I don't think I ever go to a concert.
And that's what we do because obviously, like, occasionally if I do go there and like some events or whatever it is, obviously I would stay there overnight. And so I just had a look at the hotels. Everything's like £60, which is calm. But then, in fact, try to get a hotel in London right now, bro.
Bro,
one night, a bill
one
minimum.
One night's two bills, bro. Yeah. One night can be about £2, and that's just for like a 4-star, half decent place with a breakfast, bro.
Love a breakfast, didn't it?
Well, bro, like,
just go calf, mate.
Love a fam. Them, they'll be charging you like £18 for what?
Yeah.
Let me just go to somewhere else that's local.
Get a decent. It's actually true. Every hotel there's a cafe nearby, fam. Yeah. Every single one.
It's true.
Yeah. Need to nationalize the railways, man.
Yeah.
Need to do that expeditiously, whatever the word is.
Yeah, you quickly.
Need to do that ASAP, bro, because it's peas. Like, we're going Leeds soon, innit?
Leeds.
Yeah, we're going Leeds soon. Yeah.
It's alright there still.
Yes, bro. It's actually nice. We're going for got invited to my first Asian wedding.
Oh, is it?
What?
That's why it's in Leeds.
Use your Asian brethren.
Let me roll. Not a bread in that. Like, no, but it's not. It's just true. Like,
it's the way to it. Let me roll.
No, because it's like, right, I'm invited to it, but because it's a big wedding, I used to work with her, innit?
Okay.
And then I think she got invited to Sam's wedding.
Oh, so she thought, the blacks list. that's basically what she did.
Yeah, she got, like, we was cool when we worked together.
Have some diversity, you know, innit?
That, like, she was a friend in work. Like,
because you saw her, that was that reminder.
I think so. Like, yeah, I said that.
Had to invite you.
I had to, but I think it just refreshed her memory. Yeah. But if I go down,
she would have forgot
about
you. Huh? Hunter, she would have forgot about
you. Yeah, yeah. No, but if I go down and see all the work lot, like all the ethnic work lot, I'll be like, cool, she just invited all the ethnic lot. If it's just me, Crystal, Sam and his wife, they'll be like, nah, she definitely just remembered me because she saw me at the wedding. Yeah. I guess that was a. They're already married.
Feel the diversity quota, man.
Trust me. No, she's already married. Well, I think she's.
Bradford? Sorry.
I think she's done. They're Muslim in it, so I think she's done the. What is it? Nikah? Nikah?
Yeah.
How you pronounce it? Yeah.
What?
Nikah.
Don't say
that. I knew he was going to say that. What's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with this? What was that?
Yeah,
what
anyways,
now?
Yeah. So I think this is just the official outside of COVID. Big extravagant.
Type in the car. Why does boxes come up?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
What color is your drip?
Orange.
Green.
Blue. The top's blue actually. Okay. Yeah.
I had orange in my head too. I feel like in the movie it's always orange.
I had a greenish in the movie.
There was like a burnt orange that they had. But in the shop, because we actually went to some shop in Wembley, like a burnt orange.
The area, them man are big spenders as well when yeah. they're weddings as well.
They do a lot for their
yeah.
weddings.
No, Dre is, I actually realised, yeah, like we as a community, let's say more so West Africa, I don't really know how other countries across Africa or across the diaspora in general, like what their traditional clothing is. But bro, I walked into a shop, I saw the top, I saw the bottoms, I bought it, I walked out. No palaver, no hassle, no nothing. And it's not even like it's just some basic.
What about sizing?
Bro, it's calm. Like it's all, it's like shirt sizing, bro. Oh, like they've done it like shirt sizing. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
organized,
bro. No, because then I was honestly in that moment, so I was so jealous.
We need to do more of that. Actually.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
No, like I think you can get it tailored, but it's ready. It's pre-made.
Yeah. So if you don't need to,
yeah,
then it's calm.
That makes sense. That's actually helpful as well.
Yeah. It's as elaborate as some things I've worn to trads. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't any more or less. Like, it's very similar.
It's just more organized.
But it's just a pre-made, boom, here you go. Do you
but
know what
maybe
mean?
It's because, you know how, like, mostly for men, but sometimes, you know, women like their little alterations that are very specific to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why...
Yeah, but that's why you get tailoring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking, like, even, like, they have, like, crystals... Something like on the pattern or the
they like very elaborate stuff.
If that's already a design, and let's say it's like a size 8 for a babe, and the babe wears it, and she feels that
that's a slim.
Oh, it's a bit too big here.
That's a real slim babe.
Changed, and it's a bit more here, or it's a bit more there. They might say, "I just want it altered here," and it would probably cost less instead of having the whole thing made. And it's a lot more.
How much was it? If you don't mind,
both of us spent. I think mine was like. Altogether, the bill came to 73 for mine and Crystal's.
Oh, that's cheap, wasn't it?
Yeah, for our entire... So my top and bottom. But the bottoms is not a matching. Like, it's a blue, but it's on white any trousers. But because the thing's so long...
I don't care.
Because the thing's so long, you can barely see the trousers, basically.
But that's cheap as shit.
Bro, honestly, the bit where I thought was lit, yeah. No, cool. Crystal's one, she's got a sari, so it's really just a wrap. So it's like a big patterned cloth that you... You throw around you and you tie, and then you wear a blouse as like the top, but you've got this. The whole bill was like 73.
That's crazy. For both of you together.
Yeah, I feel like mine was like 40 or like 40 ish.
Worth
the
trip to Wembley, 40s, bruv.
And I think hers was where.
Of course, it's that area,
is.
Bruv.
So, yeah, man.
what do you mean by that, brother?
That's always going to be the size, man. We don't operate in they don't operate around here.
Let me be real, and I don't know if this is gonna come off sounding a bit mad, isn't it? But bro, I got onto that road, bro. Honestly, I don't know what specific country that is. I'm not gonna say it's Indian, just for the sake of it could be Pakistani, whatever. I don't know. But bro, just bare Asians across that whole.
That's how it is, bro.
They had like 10 of those clothing stores in like. One street,
Wembley and
that shop alone. That shop alone I went to had three on that one road.
Yeah,
do you know how good your business needs to be to have three stores on one road? Definitely. And all it was, they were just selling the more elaborate ones in the other stores. Okay. For example,
Wembley, East Ham, and Tower Hamlets, they're like three.
Bro, mental. Honestly,
I don't
mental.
Think that people have areas like that no more. Yeah. Like maybe bricks. It's parts and that's of hanging bricks. On, and that's hanging on by a thread. That.
The only other place I know. Go to Perry Road in Woolwich. You feel like you're in Lagos, man.
Yeah,
I said to you, bro. Yeah. I said to you that road, yeah. Fam, every time I go,
barbecue and sweet, like, fam, every day.
I don't know what it is on that road, fam. I'm like, what's wrong with these lot, man?
It's crazy.
Even if it's raining, fam, they're on the outside, bro.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it though. That's like, kind of when
other weddings look like they look really nice,
bro. Because I know this is probably the only one I'm like, getting married to in my whole life. Bro.
I hear that.
I don't ever get married, bro.
Bro, it's like it's very. It's
do
very
you have any Asian friends?
No.
Do you?
No. All my friends are black, apart from Hass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everyone else is.
Would you forget?
Yeah. Don't say it like. I didn't think I was getting an invite to you. Like, what the heck?
I was even saying that to Mary the other day. I always bring up Jams as an example, yeah. Mm. But, like, I think it's an East London thing, though. Because Mary has, like, an Asian friend. And I was like, it's like a dog. They even go to school and that. I'm like, it's really interesting. Because they're like, I don't really come across, like...
When did I say it? I can't remember when I said it, yeah. But, like, in South, them man aren't about like that.
Sure.
They're not like, I can only name like literally, even when I went school, it would literally just be a few
in school. There was a few in school.
There was a few in school.
I used to chill with one, but it got a bit weird. So weird. Yeah, it got a bit weird.
None of them.
Know what happened to him? During that that texturized hair, ASAP Rocky phase that man never go through. He did it, innit? But as an Asian, you just look odd. And then Kel's just started boying him. That was it. He was like, fam, get off the bus, man. That was too funny. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, outside of that,
yeah, I'm gonna enjoy that, man.
I heard that.
It's like it's an experience. Yeah, right, yeah, you
know? Like, it's hard to get an insight into those things as well. Yeah. Like, it's an opportunity that you're not always get still.
Like, let me real. This is, yeah.
But there's hella different types of rice.
I'm not going to Leeds for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Leeds.
But obviously,
what if Sam said go to Leeds though?
No, it's a double whammy because we're staying at theirs, isn't it? Oh, okay. No, bro. Sam's like, yeah, come Leeds.
That's adulting, by the way. I mean, where do you come? Yeah, come to.
Bro, me and the wife are hosting. They have two spare bedrooms, bro.
That's crazy.
Bro, and they have a bedroom that's even an office. So there's two just rooms for vibes, bro.
Even me saying that, I've not been to a trad wedding before, actually. Like, have you not? Really? Like, no.
Mental.
Nah, I've never been to one.
No.
Mental.
You motherfuckers ain't getting married enough, man. Damn. That's a lie. You lot get married every weekend, bro.
There was bear this weekend on my snap.
Yeah, I saw a few. There's one that happened in Ghana as well. And there was. You just went to one this weekend, didn't it?
No, I went to one yesterday. But I weren't trad, though.
Oh, yeah, I think we got married, didn't it?
Yeah.
It weren't trad?
No.
They were just wearing trad.
Yeah, they changed into it after.
Was their first... Was it spread over days? Like, I feel like... they had, the courthouse thing.
I saw that.
So smart, man. Like...
Yeah.
So bloody smart. When I saw that, I was like, bro, he doesn't understand, like... Number one, just the bread he saved.
Yeah.
And, bro, it's the same result. They're going to go home, happy, smiling, we're married. Yeah. Same result, bro.
But like, unfortunately, you have to get the... As a guy,
yeah, it has to be the right woman.
Because, you tell babe that, she'll be like, what?
What? Yeah, what? No, so smart, bro.
Fam.
But sometimes. After
Babs was arguing with us about.
No, but Jay is, I think. 50K. I don't know, where does that come from? Like, but yeah, where does it come from that you feel like. Is that the fact that they won't feel like they're married unless they get. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you know, a lot of them have a picture, right? You know, women, like, everything about women is about feeling special.
Yeah.
Do you get it? So on a day that's considered their big day, their most important day of their life, bro, they're not thinking about funds, bro. They're not thinking about funds. Like, as long as when you get back, everything's good, you're surviving, they're not thinking about how much you spent. Like, at all.
Yeah, man. Nah.
But, bro...
Nah, sorry. Because even me, let me be real, yeah. There's like, I look at my wedding, I'm like, oh, it's a lot of money. And we didn't spend that much at all, bro. Yeah. But that much money on one thing.
It's crazy, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Which is, like, bro, it's mad, bro.
I don't think the amount that you spend makes it any more memorable than spending your money on the things that mean more.
I disagree.
Yeah, it does.
It will, bro.
100%. It will up it. Of course, it will up it. Yeah, but it's not like something that you can't do. That's what I'm saying. It's not impossible.
Nah, if you rode in on the stallion, like my wife and kids,
you're gonna remember. But I'm saying that that's something dumb. That you can do. It's not something that you. It's not like something that will be taken away that will just make your day less special. I don't think so, anyway.
No, but I think it's more about what would make it more special for them. Yes. I think that's what they're thinking about. Is like, what's going to make this day
more special?
They're looking for perfect.
Yeah.
Do you get? And what is going to make this day perfect within my means to some degree?
To some degree. Because, boy, weddings seem like a lot, so I don't even ask for it.
Need to move Joseph's car
once. I don't even have mine, but yeah, I don't care about that.
Fam, five figures. Just spending five figures on set, bro.
Yeah, man.
Has the average amount for weddings over in this country gone up again? It must have gone up by now.
I don't know.
It must have gone up.
Was it not? But it's minimum five figures.
It was 30K, like, not too long ago. 30K.
Fam, I'm out here trying to go on holidays. People talk about weddings.
30K. Fam. Is that not a deposit?
Give me tomorrow, man. Talk about some holiday. Some wedding.
Give me tomorrow. No, it's a whole deposit, fam. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. I just think, like, the whole logistics of it, I can understand why people have a wedding planner, but obviously that's another added stress. But the whole logistics of like planning, like, remember when James was doing it, he was talking about like the food per head. Bruv, this is long, you know.
Yeah, all the drinks and...
This is long. I see why, you know, I know some people do that thing where they go to, is it Calais? And then get the drinks in bulk and then bring it back. They go France, just so, obviously it cuts like a mad cost.
Didn't you go somewhere else to get your drinks for your wedding?
What drinks?
What drinks?
No, remember, it's true though. What drinks? It doesn't matter where you got it from. They're dirt cheap, bro.
Yeah, right.
Bro, weddings without yak. Bro, I don't think you understand.
No, I hear that, but I'm saying when you went to go get the juice or whatever you went to go get, I swear
ain't
you
no way he's going Cali to get flipping juice.
You went somewhere else, or did you get it from here?
Wait, what do you mean somewhere else?
You went Costco, bro.
France.
Bro, France.
So who was it? No, someone did.
Okay.
That's why I turned this question. Fam, what drinks?
Who is going to France to get juice?
I don't know.
No level of bulk.
No, someone did it recently.
So soft drink,
bro. You're not saving shit.
That's ridiculous, bro.
Yeah. I can't remember whose wedding it was that they did it.
But yeah, like
for soft drinks.
Bro, you're the last wedding that I can remember, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, I don't really go weddings like that. So
definitely soft drinks.
I don't really go. So you go. I know two funerals. I know weddings, man. So
that's
nah, bro. But yeah, like because my mum's best friend had a 60th like a couple of years ago, and I remember that's the first time I heard of people going to like Calais to get all the drinks. They got all the drinks and then came back, so they were like, yeah, it was calm, like in terms of saving money.
How much cheaper was it? Yak though.
Yeah. No, not like that. No. Yeah. It was yak.
It has to be yak.
Yeah, it has to be yak, bro. Yeah. That's the only way that makes.
Because like they obviously they compared the prices and they were just like for the fact you can actually go somewhere else to get it and bring it back and it's still cheaper than
buying
it.
That's a mad saving.
That's actually mad,
sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Not like soft drinking that, no. Bro. They just bought that from Costco. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, bro. Sure, we ordered some from like Morrison's and that. Do you know what I mean? No, bro, no chance. But bro, like literally, what? We... I saw how much it cost for our friend's wedding. That was like 100 people. It was like a couple of bills, if that.
For what?
For a wedding, like soft drinks and that. Less than a couple of bills. So really? It's just not that much at all, bro.
Alcohol's expensive, man.
Yeah, it's expensive. 100%.
That's why when I see them weddings or them videos with people that have like, bear, and I mean.
No, but this is bear, no, but this is the problem. Yeah. This is actually the problem. Done, when you deep it, yeah. You don't, let's say
have
it's
to
like,
bring your own bottle, man.
No, this is the problem. Think about this, yeah. You're not going to put, let's say like half the room drink. You're not going to put all the drinkers on tables together. Do you know what I mean? So what's going to happen is you're going to have to, let's say you've got 20 tables. You have to have 20 bottles of something.
Yeah, so it's usually wine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually wine.
And what the maddest part is, no table will probably finish what's on, do you know what I mean? For the most part, you rarely actually see a table.
The wine,
let's say it's something stronger. Yeah.
If it's something like brown, you probably won't
finish it. But because you're trying to...
one uncle coming to grab it from another table.
No, but because you're trying to accommodate, you put it on all the tables. But if, let's say, you put all the people that actually yak that stuff on one table, you probably need to just do half the yak and it will probably might even finish. But now it's like you've got double and you're not finishing.
You've got to think about how you got to spread it as well. It's not just about how it's going to be drank.
And even then, it's the rationing of it as well. Sometimes you don't want to put all of it out at once because...
People get excited.
Like, exactly. Or you try to hide it and then someone finds the stash and then suddenly there's a bottle gone.
Listen, find me someone who got married and said they actually finished all their drinks and I'll find you a liar, bruv. No, it doesn't happen, bro.
Yeah.
Soft yak, it doesn't matter what it is. You don't finish everything. Do you know
And if it does happen, then you cheaped out.
Yeah. That means you finished early.
Yeah.
I mean, someone was going to Iceland.
Usually, it's like, I think people know that, like, when it comes to drink, you need to... Especially if you're someone that drinks, you know, at your wedding, and you know your people drink, at your wedding, you need to make sure people are fully provided for. Like, obviously, if people go absolutely ham and it finishes, the game is a game. But more time, it's like you get in abundance so people don't go without. Yeah. Same thing you do with the food.
Yeah.
You don't get, like, the right amount of food. No.
Yeah.
You get over. Because, bro, if I'm at weddings, I eat more than usual, bro. Yeah. I'd be doubling up.
Yeah, it's actually mad.
All the time.
I've been to wedding ages, man.
A mental industry, man. I've gone to a few this year.
I haven't
been to one since yours, I think. No, I haven't.
Swear.
Yeah, I haven't been to Trad since.
Unless we count that Nigel one. No, three Trads actually. I
mean, it was a reception. We didn't get to win it, but yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, then we went to one. That was, hey.
That was fun.
I've been to three Trads.
They had yak.
Bro.
They had yak. Speaking of that, yeah. They had yak. Because what they did, they put it behind like a literal bar, but obviously.
Yeah.
Facing
Tottenham. Tottenham by Rollerwell.
Yeah. That one.
The one that's got the flowers on the wall.
And it's bare bright.
Everyone's bagging it. I've seen it a few times.
To be fair,
bare purple, fam.
My cousin had a reception there.
When I said the yak didn't stop,
and I'm talking like they've got all that yak behind the bar, but then you just got bare uncles just walking around with bottles.
That's why, you know, that family.
Yeah.
The uncles or that they are drinkers. Anytime they are drinkers.
Whose family like Jide, fam? I hate, when I go to his family's motives, I'm like, oh, brother, he's finished. Every time he sees all of us, he's like, boys! And then he'll come over and he's like, tonight! And he'll just walk away. I'm like, yeah. This man's tonight. I was like, oh, this guy's gonna finish us, bro.
How come I paused that?
Because what are you saying tonight for, bro? What's that? I co-signed that one.
I did.
What's
happening tonight? You know what I'm saying?
Dumb, bro.
Yeah, nah, man. But the liquor's gotta be flying, man.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually agree with that. Because, yeah, man. Unfortunately, with these things, you have to give up a certain amount of, I'm not gonna say sanity, but like,
no,
like sanity. you need to know that it's almost not for you, really.
Yeah, it's not.
So, no, but in our head, we know it's not. But sometimes babes don't know that it's their day, innit? So they want it to go exactly how.
But you know, but
how we look at it is a bit different. Do you
even,
know what I mean?
From, so, even beyond like the babes, like bro, in terms of the drinks, bro, it's like one of those like if I'm catering for a party,
yeah,
you need to, fam. God forbid, people leave my wedding. Like, oh my gosh, fam. They didn't have any food left for me. Like I got there expecting to eat, and I left, and I was hungry
and didn't even come back with not like. The way that Jamaican weddings work here, bro, that's actually kind of mad. If you don't, like, you should honestly, the amount of food that they do, bro, you're leaving with extras.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. You're like, usually you're sorted for like the most of the week.
If you're putting, especially a wedding, like, bro, even if I'm doing a party or whatever, bro, I want to make sure the food or the drink, whatever is at a good amount. A wedding. People come at yeah, they'll be coming to shame me. Behind my back.
They'll be smiling to your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. There is a reputation aspect to weddings. Small. Like it depends on how
it also depends on you as a person as well. You can't be that loud person and suddenly your wedding is finished.
Food can't be dead. Food needs to be enough and the liquor needs to be flowing.
Yeah.
If you've got those three, then you're good. Nobody can really complain.
But it's mad though, because even like venues now, barely any of them are open till late like that. So if you actually did the timings of weddings, it's actually crazy. Like
they'll finish at like midnight.
Yeah, midnight. Yeah.
No, but it's because
I swear when we were younger, it wasn't like that.
No, it's because we transitioned from halls to hotels and stuff like that. A lot of these venues now are more what you might call pristine.
Mm.
Bro, the receptions we were going to when we were younger.
Yeah. Right there, yeah, they were halls. They were halls that you kind of decorated. Yeah,
that just got decorated. Mm.
So days of vintage at 3 a.m, bro. I remember that.
No, but I also feel like...
You wake up and fake sleep in the car and that.
Right. I also feel like social batteries have died over COVID, because when I look back here, pre-COVID, I'm like, bro, people were calling the hall to extend.
You had two more dates in June
for the same price. It's not my business.
Yeah, bro. I remember not even pre-COVID, but when we were younger. Do you know what I mean? Like you were getting to the end, to the point where you're now running over to pack up. Yeah. But now, bro,
it's true.
Like, every wedding I've been to in the last, by the time it hits like 10:45, 11,
everyone needs to go.
As in. When they finish eating, that's the first wave.
There's someone packing up in the corner already, fam.
For the last three weddings I've gone to, when like food had started to slow down and people had finished eating, you see that 20%, 20-30% of the room's gone now. Do you know what I mean? My cousin's wedding, you blinked. He's like, right. Now, it's an older crowd as well.
Mm.
They are done. Their batteries are finished, bro. They finished food, and they packed up, started to cut. You look around, like, right. Where did everyone go? Then you got the people that actually want to stay to shake a leg a little bit, but then they get tired in like an hour and a half. And then, bro, by like 10:45, everyone's tired. Bro. Everyone's
that's, like, that's how the DJ needs to be hitting.
Yeah, because now
DJ's hitting, then you now can you, stay for longer.
You've got an hour and a half set max at this point. Do you know what I mean? Everything else is just background.
Yeah,
nice. But, as you remember Malcolm, innit?
Yeah.
From ends, yeah. So, you know, my cousin's husband is his little brother.
Oh, no, I didn't know
my
that.
My cousin Amani, she married Malcolm's little brother, innit? Malcolm got married 6 months ago. Brother got married, like, last month, innit? He said, fam, it's that financial burden on the family is nuts, you know? Two weddings in the space of six and a half months. To the point where his speech, he was the best man, innit? Malcolm was the best man. His speech, they've got another brother. He said, bro, calm down. He was like, don't even think about, it. He said, don't even think about it for the next 3 years, bro. Relax. Because that's heavy, you know?
Yeah, man.
And obviously, bro, my cousin's wedding, like, there wasn't anything like mad, but there was defo. When I'm adding everything up, yeah, now, especially now that I know how much things cost, yeah, peas. Like peas.
Man's doing Julius in the...
Like they had the sparklers thing when they're doing their first dance. Those sparklers alone.
What, the ones that spin like...
No, the ones that shoot the sparklers from that box of the floor.
Oh.
Bro, that alone is a few hundred for what? Like a minute of sparklers.
Bro, none of it is cheap, man. My cousin, smoke machines. My cousin just got married a few days ago in Thailand.
Oh, yuck.
Bro.
Why?
Fam, I have no clue. I, there must be a reason.
That's another question. How obviously you see destination weddings, obviously, next year. How far do you think is like, obviously people, for example, Thailand, somewhere around Europe, do you think, that, obviously we're not going to say it's too much, but is there like a limit to this stuff?
As far as mum and dad are willing to go. As far as immediate family are willing to go.
That's the limit.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because like, I mean,
naturally, yes, you would want more.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about like necessity, like as far, because some people they generally don't care. Like people that are willing to elope. Do you know what I mean? Them people, as far as their immediate family is willing to go, is how far their limit probably is.
No, but surely your immediate family will just go where they need to go. Like,
not necessarily.
Like, do you reckon?
What kind of
limit? Not necessarily. You need to watch some Dying Day Fiancé song.
When you do get all the
some people go to Florida.
The foreign wedding, please let me know, because I'm going straight on those holidays. I can't do this anymore.
Do you think that you could get your family to, like, let's say Thailand? Like, the ones you'd want to come?
Me? Yeah. No.
Do you?
My dad
is not going to Thailand.
With enough notice, but my family do like to travel, so.
Okay.
My dad, not all of mine.
I think I could. The only saving grace is that with destination weddings, you actually have to be picky.
Yeah.
Which helps, so literally, it's gonna be.
But like, why Thailand though? But like,
there must be a reason,
nice.
Bro.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but it's far, man.
It's cheap, but it's cheaper there as well.
It's far.
But it's cheap.
It's hella cheap over there. It's getting there, that's the problem. Yeah. Like, outside of that, it's cheap.
I'm pretty sure one of my cousins that did go, she had to take a 14.
How cheap? 14?
Sure. 14.
Yeah, she had a layover somewhere.
Mine was to. Let me check how cheap is cheap.
If we're talking percentage, like how much cheaper would it be?
You could probably get the whole wedding done, food and everything.
Let's get to Thailand, bro.
That's not including flights and like going out and stuff.
Yeah, if I reckon actual flights there, what? Max, what? A bag?
And bearing in mind, you won't have that many people come.
So you're
talking maybe a wedding of 50.
Let's get to Thailand.
If I did a wedding that was outside of the UK, it's going to have to be small as hell. And I think when you have a big family, you're more in the range.
Do you know why I don't have to be here? Because you can invite who you want. It's about whether who can actually going to come.
But even when you have a big family, there's certain people that I know that I'm not going to invite to the one that's in another country. So usually, that's why I understand why people have two things. Like, I understand that one still.
12 hours. It's long. It's 12. Because it was 6 to Dubai and then 6 from Dubai to Thailand.
Wait. Why? What? People have like two white weddings, one abroad and one here.
I don't see
that. Yeah, maybe we do that. Maybe we do
you
that.
Know what I mean? I don't.
Because they want to include everyone. I wouldn't do it, but.
I saw people that did a small wedding in COVID and did a bigger one outside.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
no, right.
Some people also do that. Yeah, they'll do their small one because they want a destination thing, but they know that bare people felt left out, so they're going to do.
I don't care.
I could not give a fly.
I'm not going to do another wedding here. I'll just do like
a. I might do a party.
I'm kind of celebrating.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Still money.
Come to the gaff.
Money, bro. Money, bro.
It's a party, mate.
I ain't doing no.
Because at the end of the day, okay, I personally think a big part of doing destination weddings is value for money, innit? But if you're just going to then fork out the peas, because you're not paying for the ceremony, bro. Yeah. That's not where the money's going to. Mm. Let's be real, the money's going to the reception.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, people, you're paying the money that you could have just spent first and foremost.
Exactly.
By the way. But you said because you want to cater to people. That one is not even for you. That's for people.
Because
you already had your occasion.
Yeah.
That is purely for people, bro. So I've never seen a point.
Twice. Nah, I've never seen crazy, a point. Crazy.
I've never seen a point personally. Boy. Like, unless there's like an avid reason for it. Like, I know some people when I watch 90 Day Fiancé, some people do it in two countries because maybe they can't get a visa to come into the US and stuff like that. Like the groom or bride's family. So they'll go to his home country and do another wedding there.
When?
Like, probably like 2-3 months after. Oh. Or maybe even like 6 months to a year after. Just could be dependent.
To get the visa. Just like when they've got the visa. And then
yeah. Okay. No. As in they'll do one in America.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to that person's home country, wherever it is, and do one as well.
Oh, what? Because the family
can't, make it. Okay. But that makes logical sense. Everything outside of that.
Yeah.
No. I had a thought today, yeah. Obviously, some people closer than others, but we're all almost 30, bro.
Yeah. I was telling Bradley that yesterday.
Like, Crystal said it's... Crystal Crystal got back last night. So, she went to France with her little brother. Cute. Oh, but we were talking this morning. And then...
Pause.
Yeah, that was crazy.
How's that pause over you? That's how you do it.
Do you know what it sounded like? You know the video?
He stuck the
finger.
What video?
Where
the guy was trying to eat a banana and
bro,
his girl came and
sucked. Oh, no, it didn't sound like that. That was like a proper gawk.
That was crazy.
That was a
crown. Because what do you even do?
No, but wait. I just want to know why he made the noise.
Nah, bro, come on, man. You weren't even expecting it, bro.
No, but I thought a part of you, but I'm
lit. No, because he sounded like a pro.
That's not the right way to do it.
This is the way you do it so you don't make noise.
It's gonna sound like this.
No. My point is here. I'm just gonna pause this before I even say it.
Yeah. No, you're gone. No, there's no way back, bro.
Limit speed. The way he did it, it felt like he actually put effort to play noise, bro.
To be fair to what Shay's saying, I get it because I don't think that makes sense.
When something hits the back of your throat.
Okay, how do you know, brother?
Yeah. Bro, what's going on? When something hits the back of your throat, have you not choked before?
It's touching your arm, bro.
Have you not choked before? By the way, I've paused all of this. Have you not choked before?
I don't think you can, man.
Have you not choked before?
Whoa.
This is a gawk specialist right here.
I'm not a gawk specialist. I'm just talking about it could be any item, bro.
Once again, pause.
You freaking on.
Once again, pause. He didn't cough. He went like,
Go on.
If he coughed,
by the way, man, I'm avoiding making the sound. By all means, bro.
The sound was crazy.
Bro, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to find the video. But, like, man, no, sorry. Nah, you gotta pay an effort for that, bro. Sorry.
He gawked off.
Bro, that was a gargle, bro.
Nah, sorry, man.
Nah, that is crazy.
Oh, I don't even know the channel.
But yeah, no. I don't know what joke Crystal's making. She's like, bro, you're almost 30. I was like, damn. I'm almost 30. And it's like, you're getting old, man. That's number one.
What does 30 mean to you? Because I think, like...
It's definitely a milestone.
We are the first age, where this big 3-0 seems to be this thing, innit? Whether you subscribe to the nonsense or not is whatever, innit?
But does it have some kind of major...
No, so...
Kind of content were you putting on there? I was really teaching people, like, everything I know. So I'd be like, okay, this this how you make this.
No, that's crazy. No, no.
Do you get my point now?
No. No. No,
what
no.
has just happened?
No, no, he was
no, actually forgot.
No, no, he was not. No, I fully didn't clock.
No, I didn't know that no, man. No, no,
he was fighting for his life.
That's mad. That's mad. No. You think it was out of shock though?
Yeah, he was.
He started panicking. He panicked.
No, but I just
he panicked.
No. Nah,
the comment's even worse, bruv, is that it hit that little dangly thing.
Yeah, he definitely panicked.
And they said, oh, there was no bite marks, he's an expert.
Yeah, no, bro, the thing stayed whole still, pause.
Nah,
that's...
Hey, Bulls culture's killing us, bruv.
No, but yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, because I was like, bro, I guess obviously the fact that the older generation had a lot more social mobility makes us think that 30 is actually older than it is.
I'll break up.
Because they could buy yards a lot younger. Yeah. You know, they
were adults a lot sooner.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And obviously, we're just living in a completely different age, so we can't really say that we have the exact same access that they did, yeah. But now, look, I was like, bro, when you think about it, we put bare social pressures on us for... like in and around the age 30, do you know what I mean? I feel like, oh, I should be this, or I should be that, or I shouldn't have done this, or actually, no, more time it should, let me not lie. I was like, where did that actually come from? Because when I was just looking at some randomly, just Google, like, oh, people who that blew up late, yeah. Samuel Jackson didn't become what we deem to be an A-list star till he was like 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was deep and I was like, man, you really just put like time limits based on vibes, bro. Like, don't get twisted, it's not to say be a bum until 40 and just start working mad hard, like, but it's just one of the ones where I think a lot of the pressures that we put on ourselves are really just don't make logical sense, do you know what I mean? But then even I'll be real, I think a lot of the people that I know that are, I would say, I look at and say, yeah, they're living quite good lives, are those in their 30s. Do you know what I mean? And there's people that probably started something in their 30s, might have been a career pivot or started a business or whatever, maybe in their 30s, and that's actually gone on to go do really well. So yeah, it just made me think that, like, I feel like, rah, 30 is a bit old, but when you think about it, that should be our prime. Do you know what I mean?
30's not even close to being old, bro.
No, not at all. But I think when I look at it, I just readjust my lens, I guess. I'm like, that's actually like when people are really entering their primes, you know, because you're still mad healthy. Do you know what I mean? You're still actually very young in the grand scheme of life. More money. So, you know.
I think your body does slow down a bit, though.
Yeah, that actually happens as an elite athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, as a civilian.
Yeah, bro, they actually say you're like, I think it's, I can't remember, it was Panorama, one of them shows, and there's all that health about just why Britain has like a weird aging problem and blah, 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 and talk about how the body slows down, like, scientifically at 25. That's the first time it actually slows down, like, ever.
I never listen to any of those shows because they're always talking about the majority, and the majority is not us.
It's true.
Fair enough. But, like, yeah. So, I do think at 30, mate, it must slow down a bit, though.
Bro, it don't.
Unless you don't look after yourself, unless you're like a actual like professional athlete or something like that,
I don't see. Or you're just a bum. You're just sit on a sofa 100%. Yeah. But I think that's just.
But if you've been looking, yeah, if you've been looking after yourself, bro,
yeah,
we lost a long time. Like, pause. It's not really pause either. Yeah, but we lost a long time, man.
Problem.
He's got a problem.
Questioning himself.
We lost a... No, we do, bro. Like, we've got a longer stretch of youth, so to speak, I'd say, as black people. But I think that the 30 thing is just strange to me because, like, obviously, comparison is definitely the thief of joy, first 100%. Of all. And comparison also exposes idiots a lot, depending on what they try to compare to. When people have these conversations, there's never any context. Like, ever any context, bro. The reason why we are all within the positions that we are at our age, like the majority of us anyway, there are specific reasons that you can literally point to very easily as to why we're there. It's not because all of us are slouches and that we just want to be in this position and, you know, we want to be 27 going on 30 and we don't have our own place and we don't... That's not how it works, innit? So I don't really... It's socials, bro. Like, I think I've dismissed the power of socials for so long because it doesn't... I don't think it influences me as much as the next person. That's not to say it never influences me, but it doesn't. It's definitely influenced me, but not as much as the next person. But for some people, it's their Bible, bro. Like, it is literally what has made them them.
I don't know where it came from. I don't think it's social media, because deep it, how many people are saying, oh yeah, we want to have kids by 25. Want to have kids by 25. But where did that come from?
Yeah, but we were saying that long before. But
I yeah, but this is what I'm
whole,
saying.
The
but
whole stigma around 30, though.
I never said that.
Though. I think the whole... I think
I was never one of those people.
I think I was when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I think the whole... Because we used to... When we was younger, we used to think... We used to think £100 was a lot. We used to think that 18 was old. We used to think that 25 was even older than that.
That's true.
So we always kind of thought that. And then... I guess the biggest thing I'd say that comes from the 30, the whole 30 thing, is because the guys, they're no longer, they got moved to 30 plus because they used to be 25 plus, and they're all freaks.
As in, like, weirdos?
Yeah. Why do you think I was talking about something else?
Because I wouldn't use the word freak to get it.
Nah, they're freaks, bro. It's beyond, it's beyond weirdos, bro. Like, they're all weirdos, and I think it kind of started from there, I think, because they're all just strange people. They tend to behave differently, and that's where the whole negative side of being 30 kind of came around to me. That I don't know if that's factual.
I don't know. I think
I disagree completely.
Yeah, I think it's just another I think it's just another milestone as an adult that just kind of makes you feel older. Even kind of turning 25, you're like, oh crap, like you feel like I'm a adult now. Mm-hmm. And then you get to 30, and then that's another level of adult. Do you get it? So it's just like, yeah, I don't know. For me personally, anyway, I don't see it as like, I don't like have any like negative spin on it or whatever. It just makes you feel kind of old. But I think it's not old. It's probably just the level of responsibility that you have to be at. Like,
yeah,
there's no more relying on anybody else. Like, at this point, you feel like you should have your life patterned, because you feel like you shouldn't be relying on anybody else at that age. Like, I don't feel like you should be like, you should have fully made it. I feel like at 30, you should be at a position where, okay, cool, I can take care of myself without mum and dad or without anybody else. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
So I think that's my personal pressure of like getting older.
Yeah, man. Yeah, even, hold on. It's even like, for example, average age of a first time buyer, to be honest, in or out of London, is actually 32. Yeah, and that's actually come, Joe, it's funny, it's actually come down in the last few years.
I think people are just taking the plunge, though. I think sometimes, like, I think because they have to, because the general cost of living is never going to ease anytime soon, yeah. So I think people are just taking the plunge. It's like, you know what, if I have the funds, even though maybe I could save it a bit more, I'm just putting it towards a house.
Like, literally, what? 33, 33, 34, 36 in 2018, 2019. 34, 34, 32, 40. Like, in London, it's actually never been... It hasn't been under 20 in the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah. You mean...
Under 30, yeah.
I think the main expense that people are worried about nowadays is kids, fam.
From the money expensive.
Yeah, we don't really live in one of them countries where they help you out like that either.
Yeah. But that benefit system doesn't even work for people like that anymore. 100%. If you weren't on it before, brother, forget about it, man.
Yeah, man. But, Drez, I think even on the comparison point, it's like when you actually realise, yeah, and actually it's not human nature to do this, but you never ever get compared to like the worst in society. Do you know what I mean? Never take a second to, hey, Joe, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so it's the odd person that's gone on to do mad well for this whatever reason at such a young age, and those wonder kids, you're like, oh, yeah. And yeah, cool, that can be an indicator of, yeah, we can do more, but it's like we never just look and be like, you're not doing bad at all. Hey, man, it's a cycle of life.
Bro, there's not much you can really, couldn't really. What age did you lot think that you would find your your life partner?
Well, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
25.
I think I said 23 when I was a kid, you know.
I never thought about it.
No shock there. Yeah, like you was a kid with no emotions all the time.
And if I did, I don't remember. So, honestly. I don't remember what I ate last week. You're telling me I remember.
What about? You move like you're some angry child, you know?
I wasn't.
You were just drawing knives on paper.
Being a child, I generally don't remember thinking about this. I'm not even joking.
Like, what did you think about?
Football.
That's why you're a heartless guy, man.
Yeah, fam.
Football and... insulting people.
I don't think Wesley's been in a relationship the longest out
of. I think, yeah. It's crazy, I think insulting people. I think that's what I was doing. Apparently, I learned sarcasm very, very early. Early.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah.
At all.
So, yeah. But outside of that, it's not even that. I just didn't really think. Maybe going to a boys' school didn't help either, though. Because I didn't really. Honestly, I didn't think about.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think about, like, as a random man, I'm trying not to get beat up every day. So.
Did you always know that you wanted to get married? Even though,
that I knew, yeah, because you think about having the whole family, especially if you obviously dynamic wise. When I was a child, I remember going to places with my mom and dad. You know, there's stereotypical things where each one holds you for
like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I do have a heart, you know, man. Yeah, bro. Like,
Jez, let me be real. Before I got saved, I can't lie. I saw marriage as a social construct, and I saw it, but I wanted it.
Yeah, you used to say that all the time, actually.
Bro, I wanted to get married, but not like, for any like
piece of paper, reason. Bro.
not for any particular reason. Like I didn't. It's not that I saw marriage as bad, but I was like the main reason just because like it's just what you do when you've been with someone a certain amount of time and you get to a certain age.
I think that's how I married a minute. To be fair,
do you know what I mean?
It's just something like you have to do.
Yeah, it's just something you just do when you're with someone a certain amount of time. It's like that's the natural, logical next step. And I was down for that. I couldn't tell you why, but I was down for it still. When did you think you were gonna meet your life partner?
Rare levels, so like maybe like 20.
I always I'd say I thought it would be like a. I thought it would be a secondary school thing.
Oh, like sweethearts. Yeah.
I think I thought it would be a secondary school thing.
Yeah, they're a real lover boy, fam.
Because, I'm a lover boy. I'm like, from young. Like, I always thought it would be a high school sweetheart type thing for me.
I always thought that would be nice, but I didn't.
I thought it would be. Me.
I was trying to. I was too depressed watching Arsenal get battered and everything.
Killing us.
Talk about some love, because Sheldy just got slapped on the head. You're telling me about some love, man.
Definitely would be that. Definitely always saw myself getting married. Definitely always saw myself having kids. But funnily enough, I always saw myself having kids before marriage, though.
I've heard that quite a bit, to be fair.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I always thought that.
I don't know, actually.
For me, the whole kid stuff, like...
The amount every year has just gotten smaller and smaller.
Do you know what's crazy? But the one thing I've always been adamant on, though, is, like, not wanting twins, though. I know it sounds mad, but...
No, I hear it.
I remember being younger and being like, I can't imagine like, the screaming and the crying. I thought that from time. So, even now, as an adult, and I know what it actually is with knowing twins, or, like, one of my cousins has twin daughters and all shit. I have little cousins that are twin daughters, and I remember being 10 and going to Texas, Brooke and Brittany. That's how they speak. And I remember them crying all the time. Fam, me at Teddy, this is jarring, bro. So can I imagine actually growing up and having twins, bro?
Sorry, just imagine, let me be real, yeah. In terms of like how many good things people say about having kids, I hear one. But I think the weight of that one is so powerful,
bro,
that it overrides the 1 million negatives.
100%.
Yeah. But I still only hear one.
Mm-hmm.
Where you love them with all your heart.
That's the main thing.
And I guess that, yes, that is so powerful that everything else, the vomit, the waking up at stupid hours, having to do everything for them, blah, 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 it outweighs that 100%. Yeah. I hear it. But, so that's why when it comes to like me saying... I wouldn't want twins. I don't feel any type of way, yeah. And no one can look at me like, oh, but that's a blessing. Shut up. No, no, because logistically, it's a nightmare, bro. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'll get the joy that I get with one.
With one.
Do you get it? I don't need them both to come at the same time. Bro, no, man.
So, no, man.
Fam.
That's not. Nah,
imagine having to buy double the outfit. Double the
fam. That is crazy,
and even
bro.
The joy, it's even quite weird. Just like the way people look at women who maybe say, oh no, I'm happy to wait a bit to have kids.
I do find that strange when people are like, why though? Or blah, blah.
It's always women talking to women about it as well.
Bro, it's weird. No, because Crystal gets it a lot, bro. Crystal gets it a lot when it's like, okay, they're like, oh, when you guys look at kids.
Young though. She's young though.
Yeah, because she's married.
She's married. Do you know what I mean, bro? We're like, by the time, God willing, by the time we have a kid, we'll probably be in, like, year four, like early year four or something like that, maybe. I don't know. In and around year three, year four time period.
I see 2 days in the maths. I can see what this means.
That's soon, but though.
Yeah, it's relatively soon. That's soon, it's relatively soon. But.
Yeah, man.
But it's like.
So fun.
Damn, it's going to be jokes.
No, but it's one of the ones where it's
Shaggy
like.
Shaggy do his dad walk for real, fam.
You're annoying.
Yeah, but it's like, for me, I'm like. Bro, I don't think you understand. Like, I need to enjoy
this life, bro.
Bro, I say this all the time. My generosity extends as far as her, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? Like my blind generosity, where it's like, bro, I can't equip myself to have that for a youth right now. Do you know what I mean? Now, obviously, if it comes, then charge it. Like, you have to. Do you know what I mean? But by choice, no chance. Nah.
Cool down.
I'm good off that, little bro.
Cool down.
But question, yeah. And this, to be honest, this question is actually mainly at Ryan. I'm so sorry, it's single.
Why is, bro? When they ask questions, they're mainly at me, bro.
I think they're different.
Yeah, you are slightly. I'll explain.
When you say that, I don't like it. What do you mean I'm different?
In this context, it's going to make perfect. Let me ask this question and it will make sense, yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Do you. No, because Wes is ready in a relationship. You know, he's
what about him? What about him, bro?
To the last,
bro. Your PR is so great.
I'm not like you.
What do you mean you're not like me?
I'm not like you.
What does that mean,
bro? He's nuts, bro.
What does that mean, bro?
I'm not trying to talk like this, like, because, bro, don't make me start because I won't stop. Do you know what I mean? So it's actually for your interest.
PR is crazy, man.
No, Ryan, it's for your interest that you look internally and you actually think about what we're talking about right now.
Go on, man.
Do you think, like, you're. How can I say this? Do you feel like you're putting yourself? Wait, do you want a relationship right now? Like ideally, like if someone's like yes or no, are you in a space where you feel like you could?
Yes, for the right person. Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like you're in a position where you can facilitate the right person coming now? And the reason why I say that, yeah, there's mad hypocritical thing that. I'm 100% guilty of, most men are guilty of, yeah, when it's like, they want their partner, or their potential partner, to kind of tone down on the extracurriculars, the dating, this, the that, the other people, from very early, because that's how we consider them to be a wife, or a potential, all that stuff, yeah. We as men want to stop at the last second, before it's an official, or an exclusive, or blah, blah, blah situation, do you know what I mean? So, but it's one of the ones where it's like, as I've got older, I've started to look like, women are starting to vet men in that same way, do you know what I mean? So it's like, they don't really want a guy that might come with, I'm not saying this is you, but I'm saying they might not want a guy that comes with quote unquote baggage, do you know what I mean? Where they have their situations and those are kind of things that they need to cut off and stuff like that, yeah. So it's like, yeah, do you feel like you're in the best position? I'm not talking like life or where you are and all that stuff, but like just you in terms of your availability, where you are in your mind, having the headspace to have that for that one person without having to go through a process of elimination, let's say that. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel like you're in a position where to facilitate that right now?
Choose one.
Yeah, no, I think I am. And bro, I hate to keep coming on here talking about therapy and that, but it's helped me compartmentalize a lot of stuff and what I actually want. Like I spoke to Prince about this the other day, and the funny thing about therapy is that it makes you realize all the things that you went in there for initially, you come out of it every single week learning completely new things about yourself that you never went in there for initially. And one thing that I think over the past few weeks that it really defined more for me was actually being honest with myself with what I actually want. And it sounds so simple, yeah, but like sometimes you, I'm gonna use the word settle for lack of a better word, yeah, you settle for what you can attract. And sometimes what you're attracting is just so nice anyway. Like there might not even be nothing wrong with what you're attracting in its essence.
Are you talking about just physically?
Physically and as people, they can be alright as well. But I'd say it probably, for most of the time, it pertains to it being physical, physically how they look, yeah? And you can actually be okay with that. Like, it can legit be everything that you more or less want in that sense and all of that, yeah? But is it what you really want? Like, is it what you really, really want? Like, if you, I started to get into a space where I was thinking about the most basic thing about myself. So, for example, if I'm in my car on a Sunday, there is only 70s and 80s soul music being played in my flipping car. Do I have the time for someone to come in the car and start talking about, oh, you old man, oh, why are you listening to this? No, I don't. Like, something as simple as that to me, which is special to me, like, little things like that in terms of personality, like, it means something to me. And I need to hold that in high, I need to hold those things in a higher regard for myself, for my own peace of mind. So I think it started to make me, like, see things a bit differently in terms of, okay, no, this person definitely is going to stay over there. But this person, they are 100% with whatever they're doing or however I see them, they actually do fit into my life in a particular way or blah, 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 blah. So I do think I am, but I don't think it's not something that's for everybody. Like, it's not like a full blown, like, I'm open for anyone and I'm open to fully explore everyone. I think there's just specific people who have, things that I'm more strict on now, so to speak, if that makes sense.
I'm not gonna lie to you, it doesn't. I maybe just got lost somewhere in the story. If somebody else could explain, that'd be
basically good. There's little things that are so particular to him. This is what I took from it anyway. That are so particular to him that he feels like just because it's something you can probably compromise on, he'll like push to the side. But that is actually affecting how he chooses people. Do you get it? Okay. So, for example, if he was doing that playing the music in his car and someone came in the car and said, why are you playing this all the time? Or this is not the time for it.
Okay.
That would really bother him. And that would probably have an effect on how he views the person. But it's something minuscule in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Do you get it? But he needs to realize that it's actually not to him. Do you get it? That was the example he gave, but yeah, the
general. So wait, so that's so it's okay. So is that impacting how you were before? So like that's why
I think so. Okay. I think I didn't focus on the it's mandem thing. You know when like almost like the small thing. If you was to focus on the small things, yeah, and you was to nitpick at the small things, you would feel womanly for doing that.
You would, didn't it?
But really and truly, no. Like it's not a gender specific thing to feel things like for the small things that mean something to you. Like it's not like if you're gonna go into this thing and we were talking about age, yeah. What if we're not gonna be specific now? When?
No, 100%. I agree with that.
If we're not gonna be specific now, and we're not gonna be like when, like
because unfortunately, do you know when they always use the example of like how, I hate the term now because even today I was telling mum about it. That whole ick thing. When things add up and they could be little things, suddenly everything becomes annoying. So that can actually, and I think a lot of men forget that this actually happens to us as well in terms of there's little things that people do and you're like, rah, that's bad and annoying. But you push it to the side a bit because really in the grand scheme of things, it's not that deep. But then suddenly you start to realise, okay, bare these things are just really, really annoying.
That's just an example of like smaller things that can happen. But a lot of the time, as I've gotten older, you realise a lot of these small things, like Wesley was saying, once they add up, you tend, the character of the person that you're looking at tends to become a lot less blurry in terms of the decisions that they're making and the things that they do. Because for me, if I am playing this type of music on a Sunday, instead of you to take note of that and realise that it's something that I do,
mm-hmm.
why would you open your... You're opening your mouth to complain about something that you can see makes me happy. So what does that say about you? Like, I feel like the small things are important because they actually add to the bigger picture all the time. Every single time, bro. And then something else will happen that actually is big later on. And you can't really be... You can't really be shocked. It will all make sense in the end. You know what I'm saying? So I think as mandem, yeah, we have to be specific, bro. It's not only women that can be, come and be. Well, they do say that mandem are quite specific, actually, when it comes to choosing women.
They say mandem are sassy. They do not say mandem are specific. There's a difference.
But that's because they don't want to accept that they don't have the capability to do X, Y, Z. So they use it as a insult instead.
I've been called sassy before.
Yeah, it said way more.
It's a job thing.
Derogatory term.
Yeah, it is.
Then
it's actually never supportive of what they're actually trying to say.
Yeah, it's never supportive of men's right to choose as well. Yeah. I mean, in fact, when you think about it, society-wise, men are the choosers. So I think, you know, it kind of does make sense to have a criteria of what you're going to go for. Yeah, I mean, if you want to be pursued, then naturally someone needs to choose that they want to pursue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of just makes logical sense. But hey, man.
But yeah, I guess it's definitely the little things. Like, even like stuff like, oh, someone's watching a show. You may, this is typically not your type of show, but because they're always watching it.
Mm-hmm. Just come in, sitting. Yeah.
You don't even have to focus.
Don't make no noise. Yeah. Don't be complaining.
But do you know how some people like for example, you see these things online where people are saying, oh, it's a joke because I saw it today and people are like, oh, when, let's say your football team loses and it's, why can't you support another team? Bro. Mm. Obviously, it's stupid, but actually, what you're saying.
Some of that stuff is just not sensible.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But this is what some people, they don't get. They don't get it.
What was the one the other day that came up online the other day where it's the woman deleted this guy's whole NBA career mode on thing and he started moving brazy, like, he started going mad or whatever. And it's like, women were like, oh, why would you behave like that? It's just a game. Bro, like, I find, like, that is some of the highest level of insensitivity, I feel like. Like, that kind of stuff.
I think that's intentional.
Oh, 100%.
No, I think they know and completely understand the concept of investing time into anything. Other things.
No, but they don't see it like that. Do you get it? Like, because of what it is, they don't...
It's so insignificant.
Exactly. Like,
you're giving them too much. I think you're giving them too much credit.
No,
bro. No. I don't think he's giving them enough credit, bro. Yeah. They have a brain. They can conceptualize the concept of putting time into something.
Yes, but they're gonna think, oh, he's gonna be annoyed, but it's not that deep. That it's all because of what it is. It's always gonna come back to it's not that deep because they don't see it as that deep. Do you get? That's what's always gonna come back to with them.
Yeah.
If it was something more financial, then I might not do that because everybody knows money's important. You get? But fam, they're thinking, bro, it's a game. Yeah, you spend time on it, but bro, we can just start again. It doesn't really make much of a difference to his life.
Even if that is the case, that means that you are lacking in so much as an individual.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You are lacking, like...
Like, actually mad dumby. Yeah. Like,
you are mad really stupid. Scarily selfish and lacking in your head.
Be surprised how many people are selfish out there, though. Like, it's mad. Like, imagine you say it's so mad, bro.
But I think that's a... Andres, I'm not saying this as, like, a demoralizing, sorry, single fellas. But this is part of where I say... When I say the streets are done,
cold.
Just, like and, but like I said, I think...
I'd lived.
But like I said, I think as a guy, it's not as bleak just because, you know, numbers in it, do you know what I mean? But it's cold, bro. Like, because I think there's a lot as a society that we lost when, I guess, the life partner concept, whether that be in marriage or just in a relationship, didn't become the aim anymore. Do you know what I mean? And not like your life aim, but like when you speak to someone, for the most part, let's call a spade, a lot of interactions start off as, how can this person kind of benefit me, probably in a physical manner or a sexual manner. Do you know what I mean?
Or financial manner.
Yeah, or financial, or financial. And when that's the case, let me not lie to you, if now your priority of, let's say, finding someone to actually do life with, and it's not saying that everyone you look at, them are your value. No, I'm just saying, like, if that's now no longer a priority, bro, let's be real. It's like, now it's like, that's just going to take a fifth step to everything else. So now someone needs to break through the, okay, I respect or like them more to just see them as a physical object, or I respect and like him more to just see him as a bank account. You got to break through that barrier to even consider this as someone that you can do life with. Do you know what I mean? And so when you look, it's sad, bro. It's actually sad because when I look at the men and women that I know that are still single, I don't inherently think anything is wrong with any of them. I know some good single brothers. I know some good single women.
Like, it's just bare, bro. There's so many trust issues, bro. Like, the amount of trust issues now within the dating sphere in itself, is like, bro, it's crazy.
I think people have experienced life, innit?
It's crazy, bro. Like, I think from a mandem side, you're going on dates and you don't even know if you're being recorded on that date. You don't know if it's going to end up on TikTok. You don't know.
I don't think that's a genuine fit, bro.
You don't know if.
Bro, that's not just. Stop that. Stop right now. That's not.
I'd say for the most part, it's not a genuine fit. But how common it is actually kind of becoming.
It's not that common, bro.
Even so,
some people love social media, you know.
It's a stupid example. I'd say the biggest one maybe that there's fear of being used in whatever manner that might come in.
Yeah.
Like, being used, it can be in so many different
ways as well. Rightfully so.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like,
being used is not it. It's not kind. It's not one of those things that I think comes down to the game is the game either. I don't subscribe to that, bro. There is literally, I'm not saying that people can't get upset and that wires can't get crossed and whatever in it. But I do think on both genders, there's a way that you can go about things where it doesn't have to end in a particular way, bro.
I think that's easier said than done, bro.
I think when lying is involved, that's when it gets a bit peak.
100%.
Sometimes, like, the game is the game. Because, bro, really and truly, some people are dumb. Do you get it? Some people are dumb and they will do the most when they don't need to do the most. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
So, them ones, bro, the game is a game. You got yourself into that situation. You didn't recognize any signs. That's your business.
Mm.
But, bro, really and truly, you shouldn't be out here lying to people.
No, but my rebuttal to that, if we're going off the point of some people get used in said scenario, is that kind of you saying it's okay if you get used if it was your fault?
No.
Do you get what I mean?
It's definitely not a blame game.
Yeah,
it's not a blame game.
Because my thing is, you shouldn't... Okay, personally, I don't feel like... How am I putting this? Oh, shit.
There's T's and C's to being used.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if I'm... No, real talk.
How does that work?
simple match like this, If I'm a guy, and there's nothing wrong with this, by the way, if I'm a guy that's flashy, so I show my money, I show it on social, I show it wherever I go, I show it. But then now there's babes that are coming to me that are looking to use said money that I'm showing, and I'm being used in that particular sense, and that is her also the babe's gateway into then coming to try and see my personality or whatever, because that's the foundation of it. If that babe does end up using me for my money and doesn't even bother to come and see what my personality is, can I complain about being used?
You can.
You can complain, but you but shut up.
Yes. Do my thing, shut up.
You can complain. You can do whatever. But
where do you draw the line? Because
that's my point.
I draw the line at lying.
When
lies are involved, because fam, okay, cool. If you're being used, but this is all purely your action, why are you?
It's not purely someone's action, bro. Okay, because for someone to be used, whether they, let's say, freed it up or made it easily accessible, whatever you want to call it, someone still had to use.
Yeah, but some people are okay with that. Do you think there's some man here that have got bread and they've shown the bread with one of the purposes of them even showing that bread was to attract these women that they're now attracting. How they end up getting with those women, they don't care about it. They don't care about whether they necessarily...
Nah, but we're talking about, bro, okay, but let's say he's attracted that woman and now his whole prerogative was to have a babe of that caliber in his arm. He's got what he wanted. He's got what he wanted. She's got what she wanted. Mm-hmm. No one's been used because mm-hmm. no one's been left in a negative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking mm-hmm. about a scenario where said person has been left in a somewhat negative, yeah? However, yes, he might have been, or he or she might have been excessive in presenting something, but someone still has to come and do the quote-unquote using.
But I'm saying, but my thing is, if everyone is being honest, like, okay, technically, are you actually still being used then? If everyone is being honest in the situation...
No, but you... To lie, yeah, is to physically say something that is not the truth. Some people just keep quiet.
Omission. It's omission.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So that's what I say.
Omission, omission is really
No, but then, okay, cool. But...
Babes love an omission.
Bro, Can we just be honest in this room today? Let's just be honest in this room.
Babes love an omission.
Bro.
Like, I don't think I need to mention it.
There are man them that have slept with women and there's been a grey area about, yeah, but I didn't say anything though.
Yeah.
Very common.
Yeah, but that falls into the same lies and omission. Yeah, they're not the same, but they fall in the same thing, bro.
My thing is, yeah, when you get to the point where it crosses over to that line of being used, yeah. As a smart person, should you not question something at some point?
Bro, I hear your point.
You can't just flow with the river and then complain that you've been used. That's some bullshit, man.
I hear you, but like what Wesley said, where do you draw the line? Because if your
line and draw it. Everybody's line is different. Nah, for real. Everybody's line is different. Because someone's line might be after the first date. Someone's line might be after a month. Bro, find your line and draw it. That's when you are, fam, ask questions. You can't. I don't understand how you can just.
I mean, as a general consensus, because then you're gonna have people that's like, okay, in said scenario, yes, was I maybe a bit this or maybe a bit that?
Naive.
Yeah, naive. That's perfect. Yes. Was I a bit naive? But you can be naive in peace and you could be naive and get used. Someone could be naive, yeah, and no one troubles them. And they're just naive for life, yeah? Or someone could
be
naive.
You can't be naive in peace. How can you be naive in peace?
You can be naive in peace. Because people can have very naive mentalities. But someone doesn't come. Let's say someone lives.
If you're naive all your life, that means you're protected all your life.
Let's say someone lives a relatively sheltered life. Yeah. So they don't really get exposure to the group of people that could particularly use them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And if someone doesn't come along that is capable of using them, that's still a slim chance. It's still a chance. Bro, it's still a chance. They can live a life here where no one comes along. Maybe they only, the one person, they get lucky. They meet that one clean-hearted person and that's the person that is their life partner and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And maybe they think that's actually how life goes. Yeah. It takes someone could be naive, but it takes someone to exploit that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But if you're not, yeah. But that exploitation is the key. Like, bro, if you're naive and no one comes to exploit, then bro, you're lucky. You got away with it. Everything's fine. But when people are doing things, yeah. Where your naivety is kicking, like we're seeing it live, oh bro, that's on you, bro.
I don't think so.
That's on you.
I don't think so because I still think it takes someone to, and I think it's, let me be real, I think it's a mad grey area. I think it's a mad grey area because let me be real, yeah, I think a lot of the time, same way that when we was talking with the twins, and they were like, yeah, I don't think I'm the villain in other people's story.
Mm.
Yeah, I think. There's probably been instances, and let's talk about the physical side. We're not talking about financial.
Yeah.
We're not one of them, man. You know, the man over there. It's all about the physical side. There's probably times, yeah, where maybe you went into it thinking it was one thing, not even noticing the other person's naivety.
Yeah.
And they probably, let's be real, I think it's very...
And you haven't noticed it?
No. Because it is, no, because bro, like, listen...
You might notice it, yeah, but you don't know. You might notice it, yeah, but it's like the level of it. It would be to the point where it's like, wait, you can't. Like, there's no way that you cannot be listening to what I've said to you. Almost, like, there's no way because on a personal level, yeah, I keep it true, innit. I don't even have time to. I'm not a liar, bro. There's no need for me to do such a thing. You get me? I keep it true. Mm-hmm. So when it's a case where, like, one thing that I will say is that I do not take responsibility for other decisions that people are meant to take for themselves.
Thank you.
However, what I will ask you guys, in a single mind frame, yeah, mm-hmm. do you think as a guy, mm-hmm. not that it's your responsibility, but it is you might be standing on the right side of morality if you do take into mind the naivety of the person that you're dealing with, even though you have said exactly what it is straight up.
So my stance has changed a lot. Yeah.
Marriage, eh?
I don't think it's even marriage. Let me be real. I don't actually think it's marriage. I think it's just there's situations that if I look back and ask myself truthfully, yeah, was I fully aware, without any words being said, was I fully aware of some people's naivety? Mm-hmm. The answer is 100% yes.
Yes.
100% yes. Yeah. And in that, could they turn around and take, do you know what, based on my knowledge of that, not based on anything being said, but based on my knowledge of their naivety, by could be by body language, could be like parallel conversations that I've had, could be me just getting to know or understand said person better, that in that they could say that they were used? Probably, yeah. I'm being serious.
No, I know you're being serious.
I'm being deadly serious.
I know you're being serious. Tunde? I don't really know what you think, bro.
No, how?
because
I was gonna say that.
But do you know what's mad though? Sometimes naivety will even annoy me, so I can't even like,
no, because
get think... there. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes I feel like this is why I don't put myself in certain situations, because I feel like you being dumb is showing me that you're dumb, and it's annoying me that you're dumb. Do you get it?
I don't know if that makes sense, but naivety makes you dumb.
No, it does. It does. No, in this situation, it does. Do you know why it does? Do you know why it does? Because I feel like.
Maybe delusional. It might not mean.
Yeah, but it's along the same lines, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't.
Like, sometimes, yeah, it's like. When you hear stories, like, say your friends, and they come and tell you stuff, and you're just like, bruv, like, what does it need
shine
to be?
Shine your eyes.
Yeah, like, what. Like, sometimes all the signs are there, and it's for like, you know it, but you're trying to find the little good the situation, because it's nice. No. You can say you have a nice situation, but don't say,
I'm not saying these people are intelligent for being naive. This is not what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I mean?
But you can't tell me they've been used.
I can, no, so I no. really can, though. No, think about it, bro. Like, because at the end of the day, yeah, it's like.
Used has more than one definition as well.
No, let me explain. Because you as a part of this equation, you took in all the information that was being presented to you, yeah?
As the day.
But this is my point. You still, there was a part that you had to play in that, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if you identified said thing in this person, yeah, hey, like... I can do
something about
it.
But I'm choosing not to.
Yes, it's true. Bro, think about it.
I wouldn't really do that though.
No, the thing is, I hear that. I get that side, because in theory, yeah, like that side of things and leaving the responsibility over there, yeah. It's not morally wrong, but like,
no, for me, do you know what my problem is? Is that maybe I'm just a scaredy cat. I just think it's always gonna come, there's gonna be a problem that's gonna come later on down the line that I could have avoided by not doing this. Do you get it?
Nah, I know
that's not how you say it, but
so you're agreeing with Shay then?
What do you mean?
Because you said
no, Wes's point is completely different.
Yeah, separate. Yeah. I just wouldn't even engage, but just purely because I know for a fact this is going to become a problem.
Yeah, but that would be from you basically said what you want. This person's showing that they're naive in a certain sense. And then you wouldn't even engage.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't even engage.
He's saying a similar thing.
I wouldn't even engage.
He's saying if he's clocked that you're naive, he won't engage.
His point is because they would annoy him.
No. Outside of the annoyance, I just know if I was to then engage, later on down the line,
it's gonna be noise.
It's gonna be noise, okay. And I don't want that.
You do use them a bit. Thank you, bro. You say goodbye.
Like I said, I'm not saying that they're the wisest.
So, therefore, I would nip it in the bud.
I'm not saying it's 100% that.
Yeah. At the same time, it's not that black and white. I don't feel like this kind of behavior is some kind of gender role, by the way. So I don't feel like just because we're men, I don't think we're meant to do that. If it is a genderless thing, what responsibility lies on the opposite party? If this is the part that what is it that lies on the opposite party then?
What lies on the opposite party is self-preservation. Do you know what I mean? They as an individual, you should always look out for your interests. Do you know what I mean? Mm. If it don't make sense for where it is you're trying to get out of said scenario, then abort. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying that it is 100% on either person, but to say that the person that is doing the exploitation is completely obsolete of blame is cap.
Not completely obsolete, but they're obsolete.
There's a part. Yes, they have a part to play in it. Hence, do you know what I mean? They have a part to play in it. Don't, like I said, bro, you shouldn't be dumb. Like, what's going on here? Do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be stupid.
Yeah.
However, she could have been stupid and could have been left alone. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Someone had to look, have the conversation, get all the information, verbal and non-verbal, that this person's given them, and still think, I could try a thing here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that would annoy me, so I wouldn't do it. That's what it is.
Yeah, but we all do it at some point.
Yeah.
Yes.
At some point, we will all take advantage of someone. The levels?
Yeah, there's levels to it.
Of course there's levels to it, yeah.
You get it, but,
of course there's levels to it, but...
Yeah.
That was my...
Yeah.
Okay. That was my point. Do you know what I mean?
Good chat. Well done. But in all seriousness, don't be stupid, man. Like, I hate it when people put the onus on the other person to control their feelings or to sort out their feelings and things like that. Like, bro, like, if you... I don't know, obviously with men it'll be financial, with women it'll be sexual. Like, bro, if you're letting someone just like, clout you because you're hoping, that they will just come and tell you, that I like you, or they'll tell you I won't like you, and you're just sitting there waiting, bro, you're an idiot. And it don't... Like, for me, it would annoy me for you to come back and say, you just use me, because you're an idiot. You're actually a silly person for not thinking for yourself and asking questions like, bro, like, do you get? Same thing if you're just spending all your peas, splashing money, thinking, just because she's coming out with me, she really likes me. And you don't think to open your mouth to ask once. Or you're not getting any sort of vibe. Like, come on, man.
Do you know what's mad about the whole spending peas and thinking that the girl's going to like you? Yeah. At what point is it meant to, like, click that, she's in it for the long haul, like, outside of the peas, do you get? Because like, I'm thinking, you're doing this, where are you now establishing that this is not the peas, it's me? I've always wondered where that, like, that realisation sets in. Like, well, at what point is it? Because people can go along for the ride and, fam, it could be the peas the whole time. But you never know when, this is the point where she fully likes me.
I think the problem with that scenario, is that them men are just losers. Like, and I think everything stems from that. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some form of insecurity that you are trying to cover.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And that's it. Like, you think, okay, either the actually spending the money or having this type of woman near you and all that stuff is covering some type of insecurity. So I don't think it's always 100% even linked to the other person. It's about what does that person do for you mentally. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you feel like you can go and brag to the mirror.
So basically, they're using me too.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's true. Can't use them both ways.
This guy.
No, it's true though. Because surely they're getting some benefit from it also.
But that's not a true benefit, bro.
How's that not a true benefit?
Bro, covering the insecurity is not a benefit because the insecurity is still there.
Yeah, but you're covering it.
Bro, it's still there.
If I put a plaster on the sand, does that not make it better?
No.
Yeah,
I mean, no, a plaster is not a good example.
Okay.
Because it's not healing it.
Okay.
You're just covering it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, if there's poo on the floor, you put some kitchen towel on top of the poo, you know, wipe it, bro. What have you done? It's still there.
If you step on the poo, you're not gonna get poo on your
floor. But now you got poo all over your floor. Now you got poo. And they slid.
If you cover it properly, the poo's still there. It might smell a bit, But you know, bro, but there's still an improvement,
bro.
There's still an improvement. How's there not?
There's still poo in your floor.
There's still poo in your floor.
There's still poo in your floor, bro.
Covering insecurities makes you feel better in just a small way.
Yeah, people. A lot of people say live life delusional. It's more fun.
Yeah, man. I think that's how I perceive a lot of dating nowadays. It's literally just people that, like you said, Ryan, are afraid of being used by other people, but they're people that really are, in some way, shape, or form, using people. So,
I won't use people, by the way. Huh? But I know I was arguing for it. I won't use people.
I miss long, man.
Yeah. Because if I'm learning it, bro, I can't talk to people that I don't want to talk to. Do you get?
But what if you actually do want to talk to them, but you still. Do you know what I mean? Why is it just based on the fact? Do you know what I mean?
Like, so what do you mean?
What if you still. Yeah, you say you can't talk to people that you don't want to talk to?
Yeah.
In what way?
So, like. So okay, but because obviously I'm sure like when talking about using that, like, we're talking about like in a romantic sense. So it's like,
Hey man,
I think I lost myself, man. It's alright, man.
Overall, that's why, as much as some people take it a bit far because they want to make it their whole brand. If someone comes to me, and let's just say in a dating sense, and says, my prerogative is dating to marry, I cannot fault that person. I cannot fault that person because why? If done with sense, and not even a lot, just some basic common sense, you protect yourself from a lot.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You protect yourself from a lot because I think we're such relational creatures as humans. I don't know why we're actually very naive to think that, you know, some people can just enter certain situations with people and it doesn't make them feel any type of way the whole time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people guess and get it very wrong.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, that's why someone comes in and says that, I can't fault them for that at all. Just don't make it a whole brand. Like, yeah. Every TikTok, I'm dating to marry. Day two, like, nah, that's dead. Do you know what I mean?
I hear it.
Hey, man. Good chat, guys.
Good chat.
Good chat.
Felt quite mature, actually.
Trust me. This is more mellow.
Yeah.
More mellow episode.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, guys. That's all for today. But I need to talk in a mellow voice now, because, you know, it's been quite a mellow episode.
Stick to the vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trust me, man. But yeah. Make sure you use the hashtag BMDC podcast. Make sure you at us at BMDC pod. Follow me on Twitter and Insta.
You're dumb.
At ShayLTM. Thank you.
You know what I'm going to say? Don't follow me.
Amen.
Following everything, Mads Half-Life. New song will be out by the time you got here. This, actually.
Yes.
I taught you out everywhere. Go stream that.
_ goodbye, Mr. A.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
It's on down. See you later.